What started as a peaceful protest at 5 p.m. in Niagara Square has taken a violent turn. The protest was peaceful. Things then turned. Windows were broken at the Statler. Protesters turned their attention to the federal courthouse and pelted Buffalo Police, Erie County Sheriffs, New York State Police, and federal law enforcement with rocks and bottles. The police showed tremendous professionalism. Law enforcement showed tremendous professionalism and held their positions. The protesters then were asked to disperse. They moved down Niagara Street, and now we have seen situations of looting and vandalism on Niagara Street and on Grant Street. The protesters are still on the move, and the police are trying to disperse them. My message to the community, those who are still protesting from the city of Buffalo, is to go home. There are people who are here in this community that are not from this community, and their intent is to create violence and mayhem. One person was already pulled out of a vehicle by the alleged protesters and was beaten. I still don't have an update on the injuries of that individual. So this is a situation that is becoming violent. The governor has offered assistance. We have accepted that assistance to ensure that we are able to restore order in our community and make sure that our residents are safe. I now want to turn things over to County Executive Poloncarz.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. We are aware of a number of incidents. There are splinter groups on the west side of Buffalo right now, and we are also hearing of potential other incidences in the county. And there are people who are finding themselves in very, very difficult situations, dangerous situations, because they just happen to be driving down a street and coming in, or walking down a street and coming in contact with protesters who have serious violence on their mind.
Law enforcement has intelligence. There are people that are in this community from outside that are the ringleaders of inciting violence in this community.
If I can add, one of the reasons why the U.S. District Courthouse, the Jackson Courthouse, had as many U.S. Marshals inside was because of intelligence that we had received earlier in the day that the Jackson Courthouse, which is mostly glass in the front, engraved with the Constitution of the United States, was going to be a target by some of those who would truthfully rather foment revolution than bring us together. As the mayor noted, the vast majority of the protesters earlier today were peaceful. We expected them to be peaceful, but we also were getting intelligence that there were individuals coming from outside this area who had nothing but violence on their mind. We were all, of course, disgusted about what we saw in Minneapolis with the death of George Floyd. We know that an injustice anywhere can certainly threaten justice everywhere, as Dr. King noted. And while we stand with protesters that want to peacefully fight injustice, we will never stand with those who want to incite violence in our community.